First Chronicles, Chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus, the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphat, and Togarma, and the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites, the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan, the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtica, the sons of Raama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, the Anamites, the Leabites, the Naphtahites, the Pathrusites, the Caslahites, from whom the Philistines came, and the Caphtorites. And Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites, the sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram, the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother was named Joktan. And Joktan was the father of Almadad, Sheleth, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. So from Shem came Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael, the sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua, the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan, the sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. All of these were Keturah's sons. Abraham was the father of Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel, the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah, the sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatim, and Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah, the sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon, the sons of Lotan, Horai, and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister, the sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam, the sons of Zibeon, Aiah, and Anah, the son of Anah, Dishon, the sons of Dishon, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran, the sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zaavan, and Achan, the sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor, his city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozra, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah reigned in his place. When Samla died, Sheol from Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. When Sheol died, Baal-Hanan son of Akbar reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. His city was named Peu, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Then Hadad died. Now the chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom.